Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We have Jacques Vallée on this half of the Paracast, and we have so many things to talk to him about that what we'll probably do here is after this discussion, we'll meet up with him again possibly in a few months and talk more. Kurt, there are a couple of questions in our forum. Can you grab us one or two of those questions from our forum?
Paracast forum member Alpha Romeo Uniform asks, what is your response to the negative reaction by some areas of ufology to your collaboration with Paula Harris on Trinity?
So I've learned a lot working with Paula in the field and with the witnesses. I've learned a lot about classification of UFO data by the government then and today. And I've learned a lot, sadly, about the UFO community, at least in the U.S. The moment the book was announced, there was a flurry of stuff on social networks saying that the book was going to be canceled, the book had been delayed, there was some question about the book, and anyway it was irrelevant because we were crazy to look into that thing because nothing had happened. This was before we published the book. Now, we delayed the book by a couple of weeks because we found a new witness. Paola found a new witness, tracked her down and interviewed her, and we wanted to include that in the book. Now, books get delayed, publication of books gets delayed. I mean, some of them, as you know, because of the pandemic, some books have been delayed for months from major publishers. So what does it mean that a book is delayed for 2 weeks on Amazon? I mean, and the violence of the comments was extraordinary. I mean, here we're trying to bring, you know, essentially, in my case, 4 years of work. Paola had worked on that case before me for another 4 years or so. And people are attacking it before they've seen the information. And what does it say about the UFO community? And the attacks against Paola in particular were disgusting, absolutely disgusting. So I have to confess that, and I've been attacked for that, rightly, that I haven't paid much attention to crashes. That doesn't mean that I wasn't aware of them. Of course, it would be fascinating to have, hard data, hard material from crashes. But in the days when I was working with Dr. Hynek, we were talking to Stellan Friedman and so on, and looking at this, but there was nothing that we could take before our colleagues in science. You know, there were stories. Roswell is fascinating. Roswell is very important. But nobody saw the thing fall. The witness, the witnesses are real and they are telling the truth, but they got to the site. They had to look for the site. For a long time, nobody was quite sure which was the right site. If there was one or several and so on. And then things were recovered days later. Now, in the case that Paola was studying before me, the witnesses were there when the thing crashed. They saw it crash. They were there, and they were there for the whole week after that. So the case is extraordinary in the annals of, UFO crashes. Now, I had become interested in crashes in New Mexico, and I was already doing field work with some of my colleagues, including some of my colleagues from Stanford, because we knew about sites where we could go and where things were recoverable. So some of the people in New Mexico who had done the work invited us there, and we had access to those properties. So I had started to do that for a couple of years, including work from a friend of mine who unfortunately was killed a few years ago. And we had, in fact, recovered some materials that we were taking to the lab, and we were very intrigued with how that material got there. And thus we had corroboration about the story. So I was already looking at this, and I was about to look at the case in San Antonio, you know, the case that the book is about, when my friend Ron got killed in a, you know, essentially was run over by a car. And then I realized that Paola had been doing research. She was the only one who paid attention to that case, tracked down the witnesses from Rome initially, and then went to actually meet with them in New Mexico. And she had recordings of those interviews. And so I contacted Paola, and we started putting all the data we had and putting it together and trying to see what we could learn, what more we could learn in terms of the actual data about the craft. And so I brought in some of my friends who know more about physics than I do and know more about analysis of plants and everything else. And we worked, you know, pretty secretly for 3 years at the site. Now, one of the witnesses who had, the two witnesses were two kids, 7 and 9. And they had, of course, seen all this, participated in, you know, observing the craft and how it was recovered. All of which is classified today. But we don't need access to the classified files because we had the witnesses. And so she had all those interviews. One of them, and they remained silent for 70 years. And there are two big questions here that, I mean, not all the questions have been solved yet. So we're still doing, in fact, we're in a whole new phase of research about this case because it's getting actually more and more interesting. The one question is, why didn't the witnesses ever talk until Paola found them, but just a few years ago? So for most of their life, they didn't talk. I mean, Jose Padilla, who's the main witness, is alive. He is 86, and he only spoke in the last few years about what he had seen. Rene Baca died a few years ago, but Paola had by then had recorded several interviews with him and had transcribed those interviews. So when I got into the case, I first studied the interviews she had done, which were extraordinarily well designed, and I started analyzing them, and then putting a list of questions across from those interviews. They were interviewed separately and occasionally together, so we had a pretty complete picture of what had happened. The question is, why didn't they talk? The other question is, why is there no trace of that case? This is the mother of all UFO crashes. Why isn't it somewhere, either in the Air Force files or in the files of Stanton Friedman? Stanton knew about it because somebody called him on a radio show once and said, you know, there was a crash near San Antonio in New Mexico. Did you ever look into that? And he was too busy with Roswell, and he didn't follow up because there was no testimony that was that had been reported at that point. So why isn't it in the Air Force files? I mean, as you know, I spent 4 years going through the Air Force files. Dr. Hynek had a complete file of the Blue Book records, which were, by the way, were never classified. Anybody could have looked at it. Any bona fide scientist could have looked at it.
We've got more to come.
with Jacques Vallée and Jean and Kurt. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is the Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and the Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Jacques Vallée is here, and we're talking about the book Trinity that he co-authored with Paula Harris. After all is said and done, having communicated with these people. And then you understand, as some of us do, that Paula Harris has had a mixed reputation in the UFO field. Do you accept this case as credible?
I've worked with Paola for the last 4 years on that case, and her reporting is impeccable. And I think some of the things and rumors and attacks that have been directed at her by the American UFO community, I mean, she's respected all over the world. She has worked with the Secretary of Defense of Canada. She has worked with, with a number of the primary witnesses in the history of the phenomenon all over the world. And to see the attacks against her that are just sophomorish. I mean, they are worthy of a, 12-year-old boy. I mean, those are just completely unjustified. Her role, the way she sees it, is a role as a journalist. She's not a scientist. She doesn't pretend to be. She's not a ufologist. She's there as an investigative journalist, giving a voice to people who want to testify about what they've seen or what they think about the case. So that's what her previous books are about. In this book, we've gone absolutely step by step in the investigation, and what that reveals about the way the government works, about the way secrecy works, about the human nature and the misunderstanding we have of witnesses is incredible. And by the way, what I've learned about the history of World War II is incredible. I mean, I was born in 1939. I remember World War II. I mean, I was old enough to see, aerial battles over the town where I grew up when I was 4 or 5. I was in, a land occupied by Germany, by Nazi Germany, the first 5 years of my life, okay? So I know what a war looks like when you're under the bombs. But I had no idea of the war in Japan and how it actually ended and the history of the atomic bomb. And so I've had to relearn all of that from a physics viewpoint and also from a historical viewpoint, and that's what our book is about. So I think people should take a deep breath, get the book. I mean, you can get it as an e-book. You can, you can get it in an hour on the internet, or you can order the paperback and get it tomorrow. It's $20 or something like that. And then we'll talk, okay? Because people say, well, it's just a couple of kids. I mean, and Paola went there and they believe the kids. I mean, can you believe a kid? Well, those kids were very clever. They had an experience that was extraordinary. They watched the entire recovery by the Army. There was no Air Force, by the way. One reason it's not in the Air Force files was that there was no Air Force. There were airplanes, but they were under the Army. It was the Army Air Force. The Air Force is not going to be created until 2 years later, okay? The Roswell crash is not going to happen until 2 years later. The word flying saucer doesn't exist. Okay? None of that exists, okay? We're in the Army has no procedure to recover a craft that falls from the sky like that, if it's not an airplane. So they improvise every step of the way. They don't have access to the property. They have to get access to the property. A captain goes to see the father of the kids, one of the kids, and asks him permission to cut the fence, because they have to go in with a large truck, with an 18-wheeler, to recover the weather balloon that fell there, okay? Now, we have all that we've reconstructed. Paola and I have reconstructed all the details. The one time she was mad at me was that I said, we need to go back and we have to ask Jose what the truck looks like. She said, why do you need to know that? I mean, he already said there was a truck, the Army came in with a truck. Well, I need to know how many wheels on that truck, because that will tell me the approximate weight of that object. Well, that weather balloon, once you do the calculation, was weighing 4.5 tons or 5 tons, approximately. This was no weather balloon. And then where's the propulsion system? The kids gave us great detail about the object. Three people went inside the object, including Jose Padilla, who is still alive. And we have the object that he recovered, the instrument he recovered from inside the object. By the way, in that whole case, there is no flying saucer. The object was not a saucer. The few descriptions there are, you know, show a disc. It wasn't a disc. It was what they called an avocado, the size of two large trucks put together. It was about 15 feet high. We know the dimensions quite well. And in the book, I mentioned two other cases in which there is also an oval object that has landed, although it didn't crash. One is Socorro. The other is Valensol. Socorro and Valensol were studied by governments, not by ufologists. And we have the data from Project Blue Book, of course, from Dr. Hynek and Blue Book and the people who were there. And I've reconstructed the Socorro case, including things that people have never seen about Socorro. Now, let's go back to the criticism, you know, that was on the internet from our friends in the American UFO community, who said, well, it's two kids, you know, can't trust two kids, and who knows, you know. And well, yeah, the two kids were there. They were there because they were entrusted by their father to take care of the ranch. It's an extremely large ranch. In, you know, the way ranches can be large in New Mexico, there is cattle there. Somebody has to follow the cattle. All the men are in uniform. Able-bodied men and women are scattered all over Europe and Japan and the five continents fighting the war. The war with Germany has just ended, and the war in Japan is about to end. And the crash happens 2 days after the capitulation of Japan, within 20 miles of the place where the first atom bomb has been exploded. And everybody has missed that, except for one very clever journalist, Paola Harris. Okay, so I think when people say, well, you know, that's just another case and there is no detail, we have all the detail and we have material from inside.
We have Jacques Vallée. Our guest co-host is Kurt Collins, who's nursing a rather bad connection, but we'll take care of that. More to come. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. In an exclusive interview with Fox News' Jennifer Griffin in Ramstein, Germany, Saturday, General Mark Milley, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman, was asked about the withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Well, I think a couple of things. One is the collapse of the Afghan army happened at a much faster rate and very unexpected by pretty much everybody. And then with that is the collapse of the Afghan government. So that was definitely a surprise.
A coalition of Oregon police officers and firefighters have sued Governor Kate Brown over a COVID-19 vaccine mandate for state employees. Plaintiffs seek an order declaring Executive Order No. 2129 is unenforceable because it conflicts with Oregon statutes, the Oregon Constitution, and conflicts with the United States Constitution, the complaint states. This is USA Radio News. Mask mandates, state, local, and federal executive authority, and the battle to define the limits of Roe v. Wade on abortion combine to make this a very exciting time for the courts and law, according to legal expert Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax.
I think the decision could signal that there is a 5-4 majority possible to substantially limit Roe v. Wade. If there were five justices who thought that Roe v. Wade should not be limited, why would they allow the Texas statute to go into effect even for a few months?
The U.S. Coast Guard said Saturday that cleanup crews are responding to a sizable oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico following Hurricane Ida. The spill, which is ongoing, appears to be coming from a source underwater at an offshore drilling lease about 2 miles south of Port Fourchon, Louisiana. The reported location is near the site of a miles-long brown and black oil slick. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Hi, this is James Fox. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So we have Jacques Vallée, and we have our guest co-host Kurt Collins joining us this week. And Jacques is talking about the book Trinity. Go ahead, please.
So the book has been out in English on Amazon. We had other publishers interested, but they couldn't bring it out until early next year. So we wanted to bring the book out at the same time as the Navy report, and we did. So the book has been out for 3 months in English, again on Amazon in paperback and ebook, so people can get it today. It's also now out in French, in Spanish, and in Italian, also on Amazon. And there is a German version being translated right now. So it's going to be all over the world. The reaction we find in other countries is actually greater than the interest in the U.S. because in the U.S., you know, everybody's in, there isn't much of a sense of history in America. You know, America is a young country still. And when you talk about Eisenhower, you're talking about, you know, prehistory to most American kids. In Europe and elsewhere, of course, people have a greater sense of history. So there is intense interest in this because it's never surfaced before. Now, yes, there are two kids were the primary witnesses. They were there. They tried to bring help to this crash. They assumed it was an airplane. The thing came down, hit a communication tower that was controlling communication for the north end of the White Sands range. This is still within White Sands, the extended White Sands periphery, even though it's a cattle ranch. And so airplanes were relying on the communication tower. The object bumps into the communication tower, turns it off. Essentially, the communication is dead, which is noticed by the control tower at Alamogordo. there is an airplane coming in, which is a bomber, and probably a B-29, and we know who the pilot was. The pilot writes a report of seeing, he is asked by the tower, the control tower, to look at the communication tower and find out what's going on. So he reports that the tower has been damaged, and then he sees a fire in the brush. The fire comes from a place where the object has crashed. So he describes the object, and he sees two little kids on horseback next to the object. So we have corroboration that, yeah, the kids were there. They were on horseback. Of course, there was that was the best way to get into the ranch. There is a road, but it's going to take you three times longer to get to the ranch with the dirt road than it cutting through the landscape on horseback. So, of course, he reports that, and we know of the report. And then we, Paola found another witness who was a little girl at the time. She came into the family later after the two kids had grown up and gone on to their, you know, their adult life. Mr. Padilla enrolled in the Vietnam War at 18, so he was gone by then. She was on site and can testify about all the material that had been recovered by them, because the soldiers, the detachment that was sent to recover the debris from the crash, couldn't pick up everything.
Obviously, we're going to need more time to cover this than we have with our session with you, Jacques. Let me ask you kind of a closing question on, then we can move on to a few other things before you go. And that is, okay, after all this, we're talking about people who remember something that happened when they were very young, and they're remembering this many decades later. How accurate do you think their memories could be after all these years?
So, psychologists are sort of divided about this. Of course, you know, we've looked, especially, you know, during the Bigelow studies and so on, we've talked to psychologists about the nature of human testimony and all that. My father was an investigative judge, and I saw something when I was, you know, when I was a teenager, and I remember it vividly, as if I was there. In the transcripts that I studied, the transcripts from Paola, the kids go, it's very interesting, they go from the past, you know, I was there, and Remy and I got on our horses, and we went there, all in the preterite, or in, you know, in the past tense. And then we see that, and the beings are there. They are not looking at us. They walk in a strange way. They translate from one place to another. They talk, they shift to the present. They are there. It is present to them. Now, psychologists say that when we as adults try to reconstruct what happened when we were kids, those memories are tainted by, you know, by our own biases, which is true. I mean, you know, there are many things from your history. So if I were to ask you, you know, how did you go to school when you were 12, you'll tell me a story. It's probably true, but you'll miss the details. You'll make up some of the details. Not so when you've had a traumatic. I mean, I remember, you know, at the liberation of France, I remember the town where I was in being bombed by the RAF. There was no place to hide. And by then I was four and a half. You know, 4.5-year-old kid can see things clearly and understand them. I could see the airplanes being shot. I could, you know, I could hear the batteries, the German batteries shooting at the aircraft. I could see the planes falling, and I could see the pilots parachuting out and being shot at by the Germans. You know, they were not taking prisoners at that point. The town I was in had two strategic bridges from which Normandy could have been reinforced by the Germans. They had to go, and the American planes and the English planes were dumping bombs from very high, and they were missing the bridges, and, you know, they destroyed half of the town. I saw that, okay, and I can give you a very accurate description. I don't have, you know, memory. It's true that memories in kids are not fully formed until later, you know, maybe when they are 7 or 8 or later, where the analytical memory gets formed. But I remember those scenes as individual scenes. I couldn't tell you what I did afterwards. I couldn't tell you where I came from, how I got to the place where I saw this, or how I, where I went after that, or when I had for, you know, for dinner that day. I couldn't reconstruct that at all. But that particular scene is like, you know, 30 seconds of a movie. Very, very, very clear. And when I talk to Jose, now Jose has a mimetic memory. I mean, he has, he can reconstruct dates, you know, in an amazing way. So, I trust his memory, plus the fact that, again, we have correlation from the pilot as he came in that day and saw the kids, saw the object, saw the brush on fire, and saw that the tower had been hit. Okay? And then we have the testimony of Sabrina that Paola found later, who can tell us what she observed looking back at the site and looking at the material that was recovered from the site, some of which we have.
Hey, we're going to have to do a break here. Then we'll have a few more moments to spend with Jacques Vallée. More to come with Gene and Kurt Collins. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
This is Tracy Torme, screenwriter-producer. You're listening to Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I have to say that our guest, Jacques Vallée, can spend one more segment with us here, and I do have other questions to ask of him, and then he'll be back possibly in a few months to talk more. But I'm saying here that the connection quality is fabulous. With a mobile phone, it's all over the place. You know, you can get something like it's a digital haze or it's loud and clear like the guest is in front of you. So they haven't fixed that yet.
I'm using a landline. I have two landlines, and I've kept them because of the quality. When I want a good quality to talk to, you know, my friends in Europe, that's what I use as opposed to the, you know, the cell phone or the internet.
Ah. Hey, Kurt, you have another question there from one of our members of our audience.
Paracast forum member, Henris42, asks about the database system you created. During the contract with BAS to the United States government, was there cooperation with the military on their cases?
Well, I didn't, you know, I only used files that were open. Again, there is a lot of interest, you know, because of the Nimitz and that information is so good. People are focusing on that entirely, at least in the U.S. But, you know, the military records are only about 10% of the information about UFOs. I mean, most of the data that I'm interested in comes from civilian reports, people who've seen something in their backyard. It didn't, in many cases, they saw it appear essentially out of nowhere. It didn't fall from the sky. It didn't come from, you know, from a long distance. It materializes there, and then it's gone. And it flew in and was there for long enough for them to get a good description. If I'm lucky, they get the photograph and then it flies out. The bulk of the information we have is from civilian witnesses and it's open. Now, the military data is very valuable. In some ways, it's more constrained because a pilot only sees what he can see from the cockpit. I mean, that's pretty obvious. But he or she has instruments that can supplement the stuff that that is not visually seen. So that's important because we have instrumental data that we're not going to get from a farmer. But the farmer knows where he is, he knows his field, he can look at the traces, he can document the traces. I can go there, I don't need a special clearance, and I can go there several times, and I can interview the other witnesses, and so on. I have access to that. So most of my data from essentially all over the world, and of course Paola has done the same thing in Latin America and in Italy and in Europe, in the rest of Europe. I've done it in Russia, I've done it in South America as well, and of course in France, and that's the data I've got. So that goes into not one database, but into what people call a data lake, where you have multiple databases. For technical reasons, a pilot database, which we have, by the way, with over 3,000 cases, that data is in a different form because a pilot is looking at instruments and compasses and so on that a farmer doesn't have in front of him. So the data is structured slightly differently. And then the big problem is, of course, merging all those databases, and I've got about 20 databases that I'm working on in parallel. Of course, one of them is the Blue Book database that includes both military data and civilian data. And by the way, one thing people should look at in Blue Book is the Navy reports, because remember, this was the Air Force intelligence, but the armed forces, the other arms, the Army and the Navy, were under instructions to report to Blue Book. So it was a focus point for all the military data. There are excellent Navy reports from ships in the Blue Book database that people have been ignoring. So now that we're talking about the Navy having the upper hand in studying UFOs, maybe somebody should dig that up. There's hundreds of reports from the Navy.
There's so much coming out now about UFOs. Great hope that scientists will finally get started. And you mentioned briefly Dr. Loeb from Harvard early on in the show, and we're hoping we'll have him on the Paracast in the near future. But you and I especially have been around for a few years. Do you think we will be alive when something breaks on this subject that resolves it?
In science, I mean, people are asking me the question in a more direct way. You're very polite, but people are not polite, and they say, do you think you'll know before you die? Okay, I'm 82, so it's going to happen sooner or later. In science, you know, it's like asking a cancer researcher, are we going to solve cancer before you die? And the answer is no. I mean, there is no way. I mean, the problem is too complicated. Now, we're going to make progress, and we're going to cure people of some cancers. You know, I mean, we do now. 20 years ago, we didn't. Okay, so all you can hope, and I've seen that with the Internet. My mentor was Paul Barron of RAND Corporation, who invented packet switching, which is essentially the way the Internet works. And he never patented it because he was working on a government contract when he invented it. And so it's open, and which is why we have the Internet today the way it works. And, I asked him that question, you know, where do we go and how do you see your contribution? And he said, he was a very modest man. Most people don't know that he was maybe not the father, but the grandfather of the Internet. And he said, all you can do is, it's like building a cathedral. All you can do is bring one more stone. If you're a scientist, you know, don't let it go to your head. I mean, all you do is bring one more stone.
Hey, Jacques, tell our listeners if they want to know more about what you do, where can they check you out?
I have a website, which is my name, you know, www.jacquesvallee, in one word, .net. And it has full text of a lot of stuff that I've published, including, you know, some things about artificial intelligence and some things about applying AI to UFO sightings that I did for the Air Force, which was published by the AIAA, the American Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics. People are saying we should apply AI to UFO cases. Well, that paper dates from 1985, and everybody has forgotten it, but it's there.
We'll check that place, jacquesvallee.net.
Yeah, well, it's easy to check. It's, you know, it's free.
That's it.
People should get the book also before they say stupid things anymore. And there are a lot of good, interesting questions, you know, from the book that we're still looking for the answers. So people could help.
Hey, you can find us on Twitter at The Paracast, on Facebook at The Paracast. Check out branded merchandise at theparacast.shop. That's theparacast.shop. That's where we have the T-shirts and all the other stuff with the logos, theparacast.shop. We also offer The Paracast Plus, where we give you a special version of the show free of the network ads, and in addition, the After The Paracast podcast, where Kirk Collins and I will be continuing our discussions. So you'll definitely want to do that. We also offer a special deal with a lifetime subscription to the Paracast Plus. Use the coupon code UFO20. You get a 20% discount. Check out theparacast.plus, theparacast.plus. Jacques Vallee, always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you, guys. Let's do that again in a few months.
Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.